Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Penguins off all week because they travel to Sweden. They're getting ready to play the Stockholm series Friday afternoon and then Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, 9 a.m., against the Nashville Predators, one of the biggest underachievers in hockey for the last couple of years. And the Penguins right now, one of the biggest overachievers, even though they're coming off two one-goal losses in the shootout to New Jersey. They can't win a shootout to save their lives. They don't get any stops from their goalies in shootouts.
Well, they also don't have the greatest... He's long since finished up playing, and TK knows who this is. They don't have the greatest shootout artist in the history of the sport. Mr. Shootout himself, Erik Christensen.
I knew you were going to say that.
TK, you know what's what.
Oh, he was great.
Erik Christensen was unstoppable in the shootout.
He was tremendous at it. He really was.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that had the best hands I've ever seen, right? He was a pretty...
Better hands than Sid?
For stick handling, yes.
Wow. Holy. And that is that
That's
like the
insanity.
Main...
insanity.
There's a difference between like just stick handling... and, like, making plays and being a hockey player.
So is that the difference between, like, being just very straight-line fast and being fast on a football field, like, in the game kind of thing, you're saying?
That's like being good at the Columbine, and then in a game, you're like, where is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it now. I get it.
But his hands were unbelievable. Even, you know, I looked into him a little bit of why his hands were so good. His dad actually is a hockey skill development guy that runs purely just a stick handling and shooting program business back where they're from, and that's where he got all of his hands, all of his stick handling from. Again, he was one of the guys that he was so good because he had so many different approaches, so many different tactics, right? Where the goalie was standing, where if he was back, he would shoot. He had a lot of different tactics that he can shoot anywhere and have any move depending on where the goalie was in the net.
Tyler, have the Penguins made a believer out of you yet, or is it still too early in the season?
They made me a believer. I think the last two games has kind of been frustrating because those are the points you kind of need to really push them over the brink and like, no, it's more of like not if they're going to make the playoffs. Where they're going to be situated in playoffs. But I'm a believer. I love the way the team's got good chemistry. They're getting scoring from many different people. I think the scoring has been the biggest surprise. I think the defense have played well. I think a guy we've all been pretty hard on is having a really good year with Carlson. I think the power play has been good, you know,
Let me jump in on Carlson for a second, because he's going back to Sweden. He's obviously all excited about it. He came out and basically ripped Mike Sullivan, okay? Now, here's my take on that as a fan. Erik Karlsson hasn't won jack squat in his career. Mike Sullivan's a two-time Stanley Cup champ. I get it, it got stale here. But something doesn't sit right with me with a guy that's basically been a loser his entire life rips a Stanley Cup winning coach. What's your thought on that?
Well, I don't think anyone should rip anyone. You know, there must have been definitely some animosity between each other. But I don't think Carlson has a right to rip Mike Sullivan. Just like Mike Sullivan shouldn't say anything about Erik Karlsson's play or whatever. You know, I think there's got to be a mutual respect there. And when you think of coaches, right, I think the best coaches in the world win more than one Stanley Cup, but it's not back-to-back, right? Like, there's so many coaches that win back-to-back. I think you have to win in different years besides back-to-back because...
What a take. When,
usually people would go the complete opposite, I think, TK.
They'd say the hardest thing to do is to win back-to-back.
Yeah, because the season's so long and you don't get any rest.
Well, don't you... What do you think wins, coaching or players?
Generally, players.
I think generally players. I think in hockey, systems can be so dominant, like the neutral zone trapping stuff the Devils did, that you can win without maybe the best players.
Yeah, but I think for the most part, players. Yeah, players, I think that's pretty
When's
self-evident.
The last time they've won, though, right? That doesn't work anymore. You know, I think players has so much to do. That's why I think when a guy wins and he comes back with pretty close, when he has that core base, that core group of players, then he adds those extra fill-ins, that's more the GM than the coach. Right, and then you come back, you win again. It's like if Florida, or say if a Tampa Bay comes back and wins the Stanley Cup, that means John Cooper is a legit good coach, which he is, right? But that's where I'm kind of going with this. I always say it's more about the players than the coaches that win Stanley Cups.
I'm still hung up on Pony calling Carlson a career loser when he dragged the Senators to within a game of the Cup Finals against a way more talented team, and then was in the conference finals again 2 years later with a different team.
Yeah, okay, great.
Loser is like you never made the playoffs.
Born loser is like the guy's making 10.5, and he is like he's making $10.5 million a year. He was one of the best.
Okay, but do you look at him as a winning hockey player? Let's be honest with each other here.
Pony, he almost beat a Penguins team that went back-to-back. He pushed them to the brink, basically, by himself.
I think he's a stat monger. I don't think he's a winning player.
I think the Carlson right now is not the same Carlson that at the beginning of his career. And I think, obviously, as you get older, injuries, you slow down. I think he's a winner, but there has to be a certain coach that can resonate with him to make him play a certain way. Yeah,
By the numbers, he's a better defenseman than Letang all time, and I just don't agree with that. I'd rather have Letang 9 out of 10 times, my opinion.
But again, is it the team or is it...
If you could put him with a stay-at-home left-handed shot defenseman as his pair, as his defense mate, if you could put him with Brooks Orpik and Brooks Orpik's prime, I think you'd have a very good pairing there.
So you with, guys, with so wait Carlson, a minute. You guys both think Carlson's better than Letang all time?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I do. I think he's I think he's an outrageous, like in his prime, I think there were very few more like dangerous guys in the entire league.
Yeah, dangerous
puck
for
on
both
stick.
Teams. Dangerous for
No, in his prime, no. In his prime when he would get the puck moving up ice,
and
not even
Letang?
On a power play.
Hale Gill, I mean, he
I'm
could
sorry.
Do that too.
I'm sorry.
More physical
I think,
player too.
I think that it's Yeah, also would lose his mind half the time, and we would often get on his case for that. I know Letang's won 3 cups, but like Carlson was the defenseman version of like Ovechkin for being terrifying with the puck on his stick in his prime.
I think this is my take. Offensively, 100%, I think Carlson is more offensively talented like Chris Letang. But if I'm picking a team to win, and I'm picking my guy, I'm picking Chris Letang all day long.
That's my take.
Because he's got more tools to bring to a team than Erik Karlsson. Again, Erik Karlsson, he can do something. The way he crosses over that blue line, there might be a handful of guys in the league that can do that. The way he drags a puck from the wall to the middle with those, he's almost faster than a forward backwards. That is unbelievable.
He's also going to have stretches where he's your worst defenseman in his own zone.
True. Very true. But now we go to Chris Letang. The one thing, Chris Letang, like you said, is a winner. And I know if there's a 50-50 puck there and the game's on the line, Chris Letang will eat it with his face. And he will block anything. He'll do whatever it takes to win. And that's just ingrained in him from his younger days to being on the championship teams, and it just grows with you. That's the difference, you know. And again, it could be a different outlook if Chris Letang started in Ottawa and Carlson started here. It might be different, but I really do truly believe like Chris Letang is a dog, and he'll do anything to win.
There you go, Tyler Kennedy. Check him out tomorrow on Pomp and Joe for a full hour from 10 to 11. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.